This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 401. Why you must know the difference between static and change over time. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, learn the three most important ways in which change over time is different than static for higher scores on IELTS Writing Task 1.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on today in Portland?
Well, at the time our listeners will be hearing this, James and I will just be getting back from our amazing San Francisco trip. So, as you guys know, we do record, you know, a week in advance, sometimes more. So, I'm projecting into the future saying this weekend is going to be incredible. What about you? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm feeling good. You know, we are working hard on this new course that's coming out very soon. So, that is awesome. We're excited about that. But, you know, the sun is shining. So, I'm hoping to get outside and, you know, enjoy the weather today.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely after we record, I'm going to take Ozzy for a walk to get out into the sun. We were talking about a couple episodes ago, right? Or maybe it was on the All Ears English podcast. Just having this contrast of going from harsh winter to spring. It just makes spring so much more meaningful. So I feel like I really do have to take advantage of the sun. Like, I need to get outside today.
It's amazing. Springtime is the most magical time of year if you live in a cold place or even like a rainy place. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So totally.
Every Thursday, guys, so as you're hearing this, tomorrow there will be a Facebook Live class with me, live. Yes. Join the All Ears English Facebook group. Anybody can join. And then the time of the class is noon, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I stay on and answer questions as students post them. I stay on for about 30 minutes, sometimes 40 minutes, but around there. And I'm only able to get to a certain number of questions in that time, guys. So make sure to come on time, post your questions as soon as you click on the video.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of the Facebook Live series. But if you are in our course, you can ask questions anytime you want. You do get answers at any time. So that's the big difference. One of the big differences when you join our course, guys.
Exactly. So one of the questions that came up recently was the difference between change over time and static. Because as I'm answering these questions, I realize that I am talking as if the students already know some things. Like, I am assuming a certain level of IELTS knowledge because I'm so used to talking to students in our Facebook group, which have gone through the whole writing module, right? So when they do ask me a question, it is very specific and very high level nuanced question about raising writing scores or answering certain questions. So I guess as I was talking, I didn't realize I had to explain the difference between change over time and static. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, it's a more general question because we know that as we learn more, the quality of our questions gets better. So we know that the students in our course are in there learning more, getting the basic understanding of these essays, then they're asking better questions, right? They're not on the surface asking general questions. But if you're just starting out, then this could definitely be a good general question to start with.
Yeah, so this is a really good place to start, guys. If you're just starting to think about IELTS, just starting to tackle that whole academic writing task one, and even if you have already studied this, it is easy to confuse the two. It's easy to confuse the type of language that you need in these two questions. So whether or not you're beginning or you're using this episode as a review, today's advice is very specific to writing task one and very useful.
Okay. So what do we have to know about the key differences then?
So the major difference, the prime difference is that the types of numbers, okay, are dissimilar. The change over time numbers are numbers that change over time. So at the, it's usually a line graph, guys. At the bottom of the graph, you're going to see years, or you're going to see months, days, maybe hours, maybe ages. All of this type of information, this is time, right? So any graph that has any unit of time at the bottom, this is change over time. So contrast that with a static graph where it gives you numbers that are true for only one time, usually 1 year. So for example, change over time might be a line graph that says, this is the amount of calories that people eat as they age. That would be interesting.
Oh.
Or if it's a static graph, it could be like in 2004, this is the amount of times people ate during the day on average or something. And so this is just like divided by gender for 1 year. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you see, it could be a sort of similar topic like food or population mm-hmm. or habits or buying products. Mm-hmm. These are all common task one topics, but the way the information is presented, you have to notice the difference because it does matter as far as your vocabulary and your sentence structure.
Oh, yeah. That's really important to note that difference. Very key. How is the vocabulary different then between the two?
So this is a sort of classic rookie mistake that I see students make on the exam. They learn task one vocabulary, all these impressive synonyms for increase and decrease. Mm-hmm. And then they use those on the static essay. Mm-hmm. Guys, you can't do that. Static means unchanging. That's what it means. Static means to stay still. Right. So these verbs of increase and decrease connote movement, change. Mm-hmm. So you can't use those to describe a static graph, okay? So long story short, the vocabulary for change over time is all interesting synonyms for increase and decrease. And again, we give you those in our course. Static is going to be interesting synonyms for higher and lower and highest and lowest, big, small. Okay. But of course, don't use those same words on the IELTS exam. You need higher level language, but those are the basic meanings. Hello, lovely IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to know all the differences between change over time, static, maps, processes, nature diagrams, then get into 3 Keys IELTS today for the most effective vocab, grammar, and templates on your next IELTS exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
That's so important. That's so important. Don't get them mixed up. Don't think that one set of vocabulary words will apply to everything.
Yeah, students do that all the time. You can't just, it's not just a task one. Like these are very, very different task one questions that need specific sets of information. So the last difference comes in the sentence structure, guys. So for change over time, you're using lots of adjectives, adverbs, lots of there is, there are, right? So numbers increase dramatically from 2000 to 2016, right? Straight subject. Verb object. And then there was a dramatic increase in 2016. Okay. Before this happened, before it increased, it decreased. So those are like the basic sentence structures. And we do teach you those structures and how to put the pieces in different places. So you have a wide variety of sentence structures, in our course. And then, those aren't exactly the same for change of, static. For static, you need comparative and superlative structures, right? Because that's all you're doing. You're saying like, women ate a larger number of calories than men or whatever. So it's all about, interesting structures for comparing.
Yeah, I love that. And that's why in our course, we have very separate parts of the writing module that are dedicated to these different kinds of writing task one essays, right? I mean, we go through each one very separately and give you practice activities for each one.
Exactly. So you do change over time and then static. And then also, of course, you have to be prepared for anything. So you also have to prepare yourself to write well about maps, about nature diagrams, about flow charts, processes. So, I mean, that's all in there as well with examples and practice.
So keep them separate in your minds, guys. They're not the same thing.
Very different. So important. Yeah, don't try and practice this stuff at the same time, right? I recommend doing change over time first because it is the easiest. It has the most straightforward overall trend, easy vocabulary to get synonyms for. So do change over time first, okay? And it's not to say that that is the most common. I think the most common question is a number question, right? Half, 50% chance of change over time, 50% chance of static. You're most likely going to see a number question. So do change over time first. It's easiest to learn how to organize, how to write about. And then you'll gain an understanding for what it's like to look at a graph and write an essay about it, because that in itself is hard. What numbers do you include? How do you organize this? So you'll learn the process through the easier essay. And then after that, you could tackle a static graph. It's a little bit more challenging, not as logical as to how to organize it. There are more options for organizing a static essay. So learn that one second. And then after you feel confident with all the number stuff, which you'll most likely see, then you could get into the processes and maps.
Wow. Yeah. Hard to do on our own, right? Definitely better if you have a step-by-step system. You know, it's always an option to try it by yourself, but you'll notice, guys, that you probably don't have 12 hours a day to prepare for IELTS, is my guess. And so with our roadmap.
I hope not.
Yeah. Right. Hopefully you don't have that much time. So with our roadmap, we break it down. You know, we give you will spend a couple of hours a day in our roadmap, in our course, but it'll be hours well spent in a smart way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do have questions about how many hours our course requires, right? Stuff like that. And we always answer that to some extent, it is up to the student. It's up to you as to how much time you put into each activity, right? If I ask you to watch a movie, are you watching a movie? That's another 2 hours. Right. If I ask you to read a newspaper article, are you reading something from Reuters, which is 2 paragraphs, or are you reading something from the New York Times? So the best way we can answer about what time we require in the course to get that score increase and do everything, it's 2 to 4 hours a day, right? Be a little bit flexible, but still be willing to complete everything.
Exactly. And be willing. I mean, as we talked about in episode 400, that's the common thread, is people who take it on as their job. They're honest with themselves. They lay out their life so that they can have that time. And then they get their key scores, guys. They get their scores that they need. So do it that way. Do it like the winners.
Exactly.
Like the winners.
If you haven't already, guys, if you need some inspiration in your IELTS practice, listen to episode 400. Learn from these success stories about what hard work and commitment can get you. There's some great tips in that episode about how you can also have these successful study habits. So go back if you haven't and listen to episode 400.
Love it. So good. So good. And when you're ready to get into the course, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Well, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun talking about writing. Good topic. Big topic.
Yep, as always. All right, Lindsay. Well, enjoy your weekend and I will see you here next Monday.
Sounds good. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.